Now, the BBC Director General has apologised to contestants on one of the station's most popular shows. Over the past couple of weeks, a string of negative stories have highlighted behaviour on Strictly Come Dancing, with former contestants complaining about the way they were treated by professional dancers. Tim Davies' comments came as the BBC published its annual report. Joining us on the line now is TV critic Scott Bryan. Scott, before we get into what Tim Davies has been saying within the past couple of hours, can you give us a sense of the sort of allegations that have been emerging?
So, I mean, this story came about 6 weeks ago in regards to a partnership between Amanda Abington, the actor, and Giovanni Pannice. She made accusations of inappropriate behaviour, allegations that he has denied, and he said he's been that he's going to look forward to be clearing his name. Then there were allegations made against Graziano Di Prima, another dancer on the show, and this was after Zara McDermott, who is a reality TV show star and documentary maker, said that there were incidents in the Strictly Come Dancing training room that she found, quote, incredibly distressing, end quote. Graziano Di Prima then left the program. And I think what we've been seeing sort of subsequently are former contestants kind of speak out about negative aspects to the show. You had Will Bailey, who is a Paralympian. He took part in the show in 2019, and he said that he is experiencing a long-standing injury because of his time on the program, that as he is disabled, the show had not fully considered, whilst the BBC has said that they have long-standing protocols in place. And it's been leading up to a lot of concerns around, you know, the BBC, one of the BBC's most popular programmes, also a programme which likes to give out give the idea that, you know, everybody is having a positive experience and that they're learning something about themselves. So I guess I think what the BBC is trying to sort of say today is, firstly, you know, an apology to these to former contestants, but also trying to, I think, highlight to viewers that the new safeguarding procedures have been put in place.
Are there any questions about the show's future?
I mean, I think there are concerns about, you know, whether the right policies have been put in place. I mean, this sort of feels as if, you know, we have had between 250 and 300 contestants take part in the programme now. And I think there's been concerns about, you know, whether more contestants will come out to sort of feel about either approaching the media or approaching the BBC to talk about their experience being good or bad. I mean, I think the BBC has said that, you know, overwhelmingly, they believe a lot of the contestants in the programme have had a positive experience. But I feel that viewers are concerned around duty of care, as they have been with this show and another, you know, a range of other programmes. It's been the main sort of concern in regards to TV over the course of the last few years, that the people in the show are actually having as good a time as the show likes to go and indicate. I think the BBC has said that new procedures have been put in place and that they are proportionate. New policies, for example, having a chaperone at all rehearsals, also having specific roles in regards to welfare for both the participant, the celebrity, and also for dancers. But I guess there are questions about, you know, still around the culture of of these sort of programs in regards to, you know, whether this could have been foreseen, whether you know, this had been known for some time, and, you know, essentially concerns about why this had got to the way that it has been. You know, why has it resulted in the Director General today, Tim Davies, having to apologise? I mean, why has it taken, you know, so long, only for now, in the show's 20th year, for there to be stories and concerns about contestants and their partners dating back years? And I think, you know, this is yet again shining a negative light on a duty of care of a programme. And you sort of wonder, what does the TV industry have to do? But primarily a freelance industry, what have they got to do to ensure that such situations like this don't happen again?
Scott, many thanks for that. That was TV critic Scott Bryan.